SM Voice News, The Global Link.
ERB investigating fast depletion of ZESCO units. President Hichilema ages public servant to align with UPND vision. And girl 14 short dead as South Africa's taxi world hit school. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has commenced investigations into concerns over the fast depletion of electricity units by customers. Recently, Minister of Energy Makhoza Chikwete directed the ERB and ZESCO to probe the matter and submit their findings before the end of March 2026. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone said preliminary assessments suggest that the rapid depletion of units could be attributed to increased electricity consumption rather than high tariffs. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has commenced investigations into concerns over the fast depletion of electricity units by customers. Recently, Minister of Energy Makhoza Chikwete directed the ERB and ZESCO to probe the matter and submit their findings before the end of March 2026. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone said preliminary assessments suggest that the rapid depletion of units could be attributed to increased electricity consumption rather than high tariffs. Mr. Sichone explained that there has been a recent upward adjustment in electricity tariffs, adding that the rates implemented in November 2025 are unlikely to be the cause of the current concerns. ERB suspects that ZESCO units are depleting faster mainly due to increased consumption, said Mr. Sichone. He assured the public that the board will complete its investigations within the time frame set by the minister and provide a comprehensive report on the findings. Meanwhile, Mr. Sichone has urged consumers to practice energy efficiency by switching off electrical appliances when not in use in order to reduce consumption and manage electricity costs. The board says it remains committed to ensuring transparency and protecting consumer interests in the energy sector.
What has happened is that inevitably even our consumption of electricity has also increased. And because the consumption of electricity has increased, naturally that also impacts on the bill. We are saying it could be probably due to increased consumption simply because electricity tariffs from the time that this ERB approved this cost application at the end of October, beginning 1st of November 2025, there has been no increase in electricity tariffs. So electricity tariffs have remained as approved by the ERB.
Business consultant Mubamba Sichilongo has described the reduction in Zambia's annual inflation rate from 9.4% to 7.5% as a significant milestone, noting that the country has now attained its targeted 6-8% band. Mr. Sichilongo says the decline in inflation is a positive indicator for the country's macroeconomic stability. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sichilongo explained that the reduction in inflation means that while prices of goods and services may still be increasing, the rate at which they are rising has slowed down. The reduction in inflation indicates that the rate at which prices are going up has gone down. Prices will be more stable and predictable and will benefit many Zambians as they will be able to plan better, said Mr. Sichilongo. Mr. Sichilongo noted that the country has now achieved its macroeconomic objective of bringing inflation within the 6-8% target band, a move he described as a key step towards economic stability. He added that the development brings an element of relief to households and businesses as more stable prices will allow for improved financial planning and better livelihoods.
What has happened is that inevitably even our consumption of electricity has also increased. And because the consumption of electricity has increased, naturally that also impacts on the bill. We are saying it could be probably due to increased consumption simply because electricity tariffs from the time that the ERB approved this cost application application at the end of October, beginning 1st of November 2025, there has been no increase in electricity tariffs. So electricity tariffs have remained as approved by the ERB.
President Haraindi Hijilema has reminded public service workers that serving citizens remain their primary responsibility, urging those appointed to government positions to align themselves with the vision of the United Party for National Development, UPND. Mr. Hijilema said public office must not be taken for granted, stressing that among millions of Zambians, only a few are selected to serve in government. The president said that those who feel they cannot support and implement the policies and developmental agenda of the UPND government should decline appointments. If people cannot align themselves with the vision of making Zambia a better country, then they should not accept appointments, said President Hijilema. He further cautioned public officials against using their positions for personal gain, stating that leadership roles are meant to advance national development and improve the welfare of citizens. The head of state said this when he swore in Joseph Akufumba as Zambia's High Commissioner to the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Ines Mokoa, Controller, Internal Audits at the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, and Andisiye Lengalenga, Public-Private Partnership Director General. The President reminded the three to serve the people of Zambia with diligence, integrity and passion in the execution of their respective roles.
Citizens are gracious to allow us to serve in different roles, and that applies to the three of you. You understand your roles, you know the vision of this government, the UPND New Dawn government. You need to align your work with this vision. And I said in Kavulonga, Vice President, that the Bible is clear. Two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. What are you agreed to? The vision of the UPND New Dawn government. You cannot serve in a government whose vision you don't agree. The best is not to accept the appointment. So therefore, you cannot continue using your roles to do other things contrary to the vision of this government.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has launched internal inquiries following allegations of sexual harassment and undue influence by a senior officer. ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Jiwola says the allegations, which have been circulating on social media, are considered serious and that internal administrative investigations have commenced and that the matter has been formally referred to relevant authorities for an independent probe. Ms. Jiwola has reiterated the agency's strict zero-tolerance policy on sexual exploitation, abuse and harassment, emphasizing its commitment to maintaining a safe and respectful work environment. The agency operates a transparent grievance redress mechanism overseen by a designated committee to ensure all grievances are addressed thoroughly, said Ms. Jiwola in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said ZAMSA empathizes with anyone who may feel aggrieved and staff members to utilize grievance and suggestion boxes located at its central warehouse and regional hubs. Ms. Jiwola has, however, noted that non-CR-related complaints have been formally submitted through these channels to date. She said the agency remains committed to safeguarding a safe and